Good afternoon, Cobber. How are things?
Not too bad. Of course, the season has been run and won. Your thoughts on the season?
Considering the times and the pandemic, and it was brilliant to actually get a season, and got to thank all the volunteers and the clubs for being able to implement all the strict COVID restrictions to allow us to get a season.
What were the challenges with it? Because obviously in the middle there we had that five-day snap lockdown and a lot of people were concerned that it was going to continue. Just some of the challenges that you faced throughout the season.
Yeah, that was a bit of a panic mode. We thought, oh, we've got this far. We're going to get locked down. There goes another season without presentation nights and grand finals and et cetera. So we'll just wrap it. It was only for the missed the 1 week of cricket and allowed us to get the rest of the season in.
Now, for those who aren't aware who's taken home the silverware, can you let us know?
Yeah, in a great game. United we finished strongly throughout the year. We're defeated by Emu Creek. We've had a solid 2 years, so Emu Creek are our Div 1 premiers. Mandurang was a very dominant side in Div 2, and they defeated Morong. In Div 3, we had a new club in Bagshot, first time in our competition, and they were defeated by Maya Maya, who were also premiers last year due to the COVID. And our Div 3 Section 2, another new sort of a side that joined at Kalgoorlie, Kalgoorlie Cobras, they defeated United, who also finished home and away on top of the ladder, but unfortunately couldn't finish it off in the game that counted the most.
And no doubt, of course, probably a week later, there's still the celebrations maybe continuing, maybe not. Ron Gray is the president for Emu Valley Cricket Association, joining us on the Sideline View. Now, as president, Ron, what happens to you now? Do you put your feet up and relax, or are we into meetings for 2021-2022?
Feet up for 1 week.
Well, that's good.
And back into it.
So just take us through then what's involved over the next couple of months. Obviously, it's meetings to continue with the clubs. I'm guessing
well,
maybe...
From an association board point of view, we do a review of the season. That's board members, and we go through it. We look at what happened this year and what we may be able to do next year, and then we look at what implications may be happening next year. Now, this year was a complete one-day competition because of the COVID. Now, will those restrictions lift and allow us to continue playing two-day cricket next season is something we've got to look into also. So, yeah.
So the clubs mentioned there about the one-day competition, which is great from a spectator's perspective because you get the results in the one day, and I'm guessing there'd be some nice crowds that have attended games for your association because everyone just wanted that local sport feeling when they were able to go out and do it. But are the clubs happy to continue with the one-day format, or are they the traditionalists and go the two-day?
Well, that's up to the clubs, and at the moment the way we're looking at it and getting feedback from the clubs, I believe the majority in the Div 1 sides in particular, the higher divisions, they want to revert to two-day cricket.
Yep. And have that outright win because, of course, you can have the first innings and then obviously try for the outright. So that's why a lot of the clubs...
Hard part is doing the juggling act as a one-day cricket.
Yep.
Now, you take a couple of games there, and I'll just pull these out of the hat. Like Mandurang this year won 3 games, and in those 3 games only lost 1 wicket.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
So, and some clubs were 4 down, 5 down. So there's some people not getting a bat for 4 or 5 weeks, and they might involve. So, yeah, these little scenarios also creep into these sort of calculations and considerations of what we're looking at to go forward.
Hey, Ron, look, I really appreciate your time on an Easter Saturday. I know the long weekend is very important for a lot of people. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for putting on a season and all the clubs as well, because, you know, it's been tough for a lot of people, obviously, with no cricket, no football and the like over the last 12 months. So it was good to have a season. And to you and your team, thank you once again, and look forward to 2021-2022.
No worries, and thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
That is Ron Gray joining us, the president for the Emu Valley Cricket Association on the Sideline View at his Gold, Central Victoria.